Hey everybody, it's Anna Marie here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. And this is Thomas. And we've been through all the life experiences, and you can't beat us, so there. And the topic we're talking about today is too many options in dating and easy to get relationships. Remember, I keep telling you, just because something is easy to get doesn't mean it's going to last. I've done those mistakes. I'm not saying to not make those mistakes, because sometimes you gotta learn what's wrong to find out how to get what's right and how it's going to last. Because finding lasting love is extremely difficult in this day and age. People that have been married for 20-something or whatever years, I don't think they can help you in this current lifestyle. They just can't. It's not their fault. They've been happy for so many years. What do they know? They have no idea. Right. You know. So, and too many options in dating. So, like I talk about, okay, this is good and bad, and we'll talk about this. So first, having options in dating. This is good in a sense because, like I said, it really is important to date, but date wholesomely. That doesn't mean you make out and, like, screw around with everyone that you go out with. It's just you're trying to figure life out, right? And that's the process of life, right? We're going a little bit to one extreme where it's like people just want love, but that doesn't mean it's going to last, remember? A meaningful relationship, everybody wants a meaningful relationship. But that doesn't mean that meaningful relationship will last. Because you can, what's right for you when you're in your early 20s may not be right for you when you're in your late 20s and when you're in your 30s and 40s and things like that, right? And people grow apart. There's so many variables. I've been through a lot of stuff. So, like, and he's been through a lot too. So it's just, finding lasting love is really hard. It's just really hard. But anyways, it's important to date though because having options is good because it helps you discover what hits your mojo. Okay, remember, so what's pretty on the outside may be a mess on the inside, okay? And not only that, it helps you stay grounded. So sometimes dating multiple people at once is not a bad idea because it keeps you grounded. Mm-hmm. Like, you have multiple dates. Mm-hmm. So, like, the good thing about the Bachelor and Bachelorette that I appreciate is the kind of dating around thing because you're kind of discovering what works for you and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the way they do the show is so naively done. Like, right. I can't stand it. That's the part I don't like about it. But I'm curious to actually, I'm not a big fan of the show, but I'm going to watch the next one because the lady is 38. Mm-hmm. She's had bad luck in love for a really long time. And I just feel bad for her. And that's why I tell people it's so hard nowadays. It's really as hard to find lasting love. And I want to see her happy. She seems like a nice lady. Claire Crawley. But anyways, having options is good in a sense because you can kind of discover, okay, this person's really hot, but are they going to be able to handle me? You know, are they going to be able to fit me? You know what I'm saying? So, because we're getting into relationships so easily, but it is good to get into relationships to kind of discover, like we talked about earlier, like, sometimes this relationship can mold you for the love of your life. Yeah, like, of course. Your actual life partner. A temporary relationship could be a molding experience. Not necessarily in a bad way, it's just genuine, you know, but it is hard to start over. That's just the fact of life, you know. It is what it is, right? So, what do you think about too many options in dating? Now, have you done the whole thing of too many options in dating? Have you dated multiple women at once?
Of course, yes.
And
when I was a basketball player.
Okay.
And, you know, you're like a kid in a candy store.
Now, talk about the advantages and disadvantages in your life experience with that.
Well, having that experience, you know, because you find out as you get older,
yeah,
you get greedy.
Greedy?
You get greedy.
What do you mean?
Because when you get that attention and you're a halfway decent looking dude and you actually take advantage of it. And so you overlook what
really matters.
What really matters, the essentials of life. You overlook it. And
So a shy, pretty girl is basically getting get dismissed.
So as you get older, everybody don't really have that luxury. I just saw that.
Yeah.
And so it's a good thing because you learned, you know, old folks used to tell you all the time, you can't shit a shitter. Yeah. You have to have played both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
So to even be successful, you know, I see a lot of people, especially women, where they just believe in, well, my folks told me don't do anything wrong. They folks veered them from getting out there and being with their peers. And my wife said this one time.
Yeah.
You got to mess it up to get it right.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing for you, is because you're pushing people to date so you can mess it up so you can get it right.
Right. But don't, one thing to keep in perspective, sorry, before
right. I, of course. Yeah.
One thing to keep in perspective is be careful the extension of the messiness, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, you know, if you are, I'm very picky about who I make love to. So be careful about that, because the last thing you want is there's two issues. People, like I said, easy to, people are a little bit lazy these days. We're getting easy to get, right? But mm-hmm. this easy to get, sometimes choices lead to really bad consequences, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. lifelong consequences. So if you didn't want to get a woman pregnant, it might happen because you did not, you know, make good choices.
So yeah. My thing is, you gotta, if you have halfway decent older people that pushed you, tried to push you in the right direction.
Yeah.
My mom was, oh yes, she was really good, because I thought she was a fuss box.
Yeah. What does that mean?
You mean like fuss box,
complaining?
Mean, no, not complaining. Just everything that you did wrong, she yelling and screaming.
A little too critical.
You don't do this.
A little too critical.
I appreciate that now, though.
Yeah, there is goodness to it. Yeah. Like, the intention was good, just probably the approach was a little too harsh,
mm-hmm.
probably.
But, if you had some good upbringing, good older people that actually pushed you, that can give you kind of an idea.
Yeah.
Most older people say, if I were you, I wouldn't do that.
And here's why.
But they already know that you're going to do opposite.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what it is? It's also parents are afraid, because I've seen this over the years. Parents are, even if they're concerned, they're afraid of saying something. But two things. They're afraid of saying something because, like you said, they're afraid you're going to do the opposite of what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, they don't know how to say it.
Yeah, they don't know how to say it.
They don't know how to say it, so then they don't say anything.
But they forgot they were kids, too.
Right, but they may not have had the proper guidance either. Because I get a lot of older people complaining to me about their marital problems, too.
Mm-hmm. You have to pass your kids, when you were kids, to your kid. I do it all the time to my daughter, because that's why she likes talking to me.
Yeah.
Because I say, I'm going to let you get knee deep in my business, honey.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how I did it as a boy. I was a nasty little boy before.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what little boys want and things like that. But all of that, if you take it and just take it across and use it for your, how you're going to live your life, you know, whether you want to date or whether you want to not date or whether you recognize that you're not relationship material, because some people just don't have it.
Yeah.
So that you have to get that out there. Some people just don't have it.
Well, I think that,
you know,
I think there is truth that some people just don't have it.
Right.
And we have to recognize it. And that's why I say it's important to date so you can recognize it. And that's the good thing. That's the good thing about dating other people, is because instead of dating or talking only one girl or one guy, you can date other people to identify, okay, this person's really hot and now I have to be careful because the hormones, pheromones mm-hmm. is going to cloud me. So if I mm-hmm. talk to another pretty girl or another pretty guy, mm-hmm. then I will be less clouded.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of being too materialistic?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So most of those people are not relationship material, or they're not marriage material.
Or they see themselves that way, though.
They're too much of a sex maniac.
Yeah.
And they're too much of a materialistic kind of person.
Yeah.
Because things going to come and they're going to go.
Yeah.
Long as you keep some get up and go about yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to always have materialistic things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's another thing you have to look at when it comes down to things like that.
Yeah.
And I think I said this in another one of the videos. You have to want the same thing. You have to want the same thing. And you are correct. You have to date. You have to find out what's going on.
You know? Because lasting love is so difficult. Right. Like, my ex really is a good person. And, like, right. And we have to, and a big tricky thing about dating, too, is there's lots of people that are marriage material and can have meaningful relationship, but that doesn't mean it's going to last. And that doesn't mean it's going to fit you. Mm-hmm. And that's the trickiest thing, because I was talking about this with a guy friend of mine. He was telling me the trickiest thing about dating and relationships, too, is that we get the message that it should feel easy. Right. But that's the tricky thing is that, and a lot of people get excited on a date if it goes really well and things like that, but that's the thing that's so tricky is, like, someone could be a really good friend.
Right.
Like, seriously, right. Like, my ex and I make great friends, but just because you make a great friend doesn't mean that you're going to be a great life partner.
You guys didn't want the same thing.
Well, it's not...
You guys were good friends, but you didn't want the ranks. You
no,
guys didn't want the same thing.
No, my case wasn't so much that per se. It was just, again, it was... There's so many variables. I mean, I can't go into it too much, but it was like growing apart and just different personalities and things like that. And certain things were just different. It was just different and happens. Sometimes it just happens in life. And, you know, sometimes I think we're hard on ourselves about that kind of thing.
I am too.
I am incredibly hard on myself about that. Because then you're like, look back and you're like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I just keep going. I mean, you know, but there is a time in your life where something have a real big impact on you.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, let me give it a minute, you know, and then I'll get back up and I'll start again.
Yeah.
But I had that where I just gave up and I didn't say, yeah, I just said, no, I'm not doing this no more, you know, because you could easily, like you said in the last video, what are you going to be, 50, 60 years old trying to find somebody to bang?
We are not. Yeah, I think millennials, as millennial, because I've done this too. I think as young, when you're young, you kind of think you're immortal.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? We think, oh, I'm going to be young forever, you know, like, and I still have this mentality. My friends laugh at me, like, I'm going to be young forever, damn it. I'm determined to be a hot 70-year-old. No, I'm just, you know, but the thing is, but it's true. But until, like, you get kind of slapped in the face with life, is then you kind of, like, start to wake up and smell the coffee. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I hope so.
Yeah, eventually, hopefully.
Because everybody don't. Yeah. Man, we don't want to, like, you got to still say it.
Yeah.
But the highlight of it is date.
Yeah.
You know, you see somebody you like, date.
Right.
You're speaking from somebody like you and I that has experience.
Yeah.
Go for it. You know, it's for the millennials.
Yeah.
But it's hard to talk to millennials, though.
It's so tricky. But, and also when you're dating around, to be transparent, you know, people are, like I said, people are getting too easy to get relationships, and this is not always a good thing. Do you want to go through a midlife crisis down the road because you did not date enough? Mm-hmm. And you did not experience things, right. Or, you know, and you have to start over because you didn't date enough. This happens a lot, guys, a lot.
Maybe I'll watch.
It's one of the highest causes of divorce is, like, the midlife crisis. And a lot of people assume I just want love. We all want love.
Mm-hmm.
I've started over more than once. I'm exhausted, you know, like, not started over fully. Like, my longest relationship before my 8 years was a year. So this is not my first roundabout. So that's why I'm telling people from life experience, I'm not going to sugarcoat with you.
So
having too many options is good at this and some level, guys, when you don't know what you want. But when you're hitting your late 20s and 30s and things like that, we're not immortal, you know. Eventually you do need to make a decision. And then when you have too many options, this is not always a good thing because it shows that you're indecisive. And having an indecisive mindset is not always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got an agenda. You know, one of my ex, she was a turnoff, but she was really fun to be around. Really fun to have a friend.
Right. See? And, great friend, yeah, but not really a great fun. Life partner.
But I did not like her because she...
Is that the first one or second one?
Second. My girlfriend.
Okay.
My girlfriend before my wife now.
Okay.
And I just didn't like her because She was too materialistic.
Okay.
She always talked about, well, I want this and I want that. I want this and I want that.
Yeah.
You never talk about nothing essential.
Mm.
You know, let's talk about how each other think.
Right. Let's everyone's a little bit materialistic. Everybody is a little bit, at least.
There's nothing wrong with having something nice.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having something nice. But if it's excessive, where it's all that you think about,
it was just too excessive for me.
Yeah.
And when I recognized it, I had to tell her, I had to break it off with her. And I'm the one who broke it off with her.
Yeah.
Because I've been there already. I've been through a second marriage already.
Well, right. You were at a point where you're like,
And
you're like, you catch on quick.
She didn't understand it. I wasn't into the whole sex thing.
Yeah.
I was just
addiction thing.
You can call me square if you want to. I can get sex anywhere.
Well, it gets lame. The mentality of easy to get is getting lame. I cannot stand our current dating culture. I cannot stand it, guys. I just saw a commercial the other day where it was like somebody was like, oh, I cast a love spell. And this girl was like, oh, yeah, it was easy. Okay, what is easy to get may not last, guys. I am telling you from life experience. Mm-hmm. Let's not be naive, okay?
Right.
Do you want to be living with someone and having to start over and dealing with all that crap? You know, short-term leases, you know?
Right.
So, you know, what's easy to get may not last. It takes real work, you know, to make a marriage and relationship work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's your best friend, lover, people go through funks too, right? Like, you go through funks and you have to make it work. Lasting love is very difficult. So don't fall for this instant gratification nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's a very serious social problem. Mm-hmm. This instant gratification is screwing everything up. So there's so many people that get into relationships and, like I said, easy to get. I'm lonely and this person's just good enough. And so then you have sex and then you get pregnant and then you're stuck with a person that you don't even like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't even care about the long-term view and you're stuck with this life partner. And that life partner, especially with kids, never goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Never goes away. They're always going to be there. Mm-hmm. So we should be very intelligent with who we have sex with.
Right.
Don't just give up your flower. I know it sounds cheesy, but seriously, I believe that intimacy is a gift. You should not be throwing them around to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You should not be... be very careful. There are very manipulative, crazy people in this world when you get into relationships. I'm very fortunate. Wherever a guy I've ever dated, they've been halfway decent. Like, they weren't all great guys, but they were decent human beings. So, you know, where nobody, you know, did anything crazy. And I never did anything crazy, so they're probably looking back grateful I didn't do anything crazy. You know, a lot of people think I'm such a goody-goody, which I am. I'm not going to lie. I am a goody-goody. But I made my mistakes, too, in my own goody-goody way.
Yep.
millennial men really need to grow a pair.
Of course.
They take the easy way out too much.
Yeah.
And if you're watching me, you need to man up, grow a pair, and do those things. Because it's taking the easy way out, what are you gaining from it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gain nothing.
Well, you know,
easy way out. Do you even gain respect as a man?
Right.
You don't gain any respect as a man if you take the easy way out.
That's why they said this generation and what the hell in a handbasket.
You know, if my brother can grow a pair, you can grow a pair. That's why I say it.
I really agree.
Yeah.
Millennials need to grow a pair. And
you need to grow a pair.
Start listening to the Generation X.
Because I've noticed, I was just talking about this with a friend of mine the other day. It's either the millennials are, because both of my brothers are kind of on the boundary of millennials, but I'm in the millennial market, and then one of my other brothers on the top of the millennial market, and then my other brother's in the boundary or something. But anyways, like, there's either the millennials that they just got lucky, and they found it, you know, and they found it and they're married and things like that. Or there's the ones that are taking the easy way out.
They're just avoiding.
They're avoiding dealing with things. Mm-hmm. They're taking the easy way out.
Right.
And you don't look like a man.
Right.
You look like a boy.
Right. Do you know? Okay, so you said men need to grow
up. I'm going to be real with you.
I'm jumping on board with you because
It's different, I feel like, than older generations. It's different in a good and bad way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In a good and bad way. There's the ones that I've met that have been really good, and there's the ones that I've met that are bad, where they just avoid. Like, for example, I've had good guys ghost me. Like, they're genuinely good guys. They're just being a wimp. They're being a wuss. They don't have, they're not man enough to be a man and verbalize.
Yeah.
Compared to older generations, have more respect.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like. And that's the most annoying thing and the most hurtful is when you have a good man ghost you. I don't care if a bad guy ghosts me. I could care less because they're just jerks. Yeah. It's expected. Yeah. But when a good guy does it, it's the worst. Because you expect more from them.
Mm-hmm.
You expect them to have a higher caliber.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so it shows that they're like, you know, easy to, they take the easy way out. They avoid and they're not man enough to be a real man. And then also kind of shows a lack of proper guidance.
Mm-hmm.
That their parents did not do a good enough job to be a man enough to own that.
But as my mom,
but it also,
my
well,
mom taught me that too.
Because
essential. Yeah. You got to learn how to think about the most essential things in life, you know, when you start dating, things like that.
Well, but it's also a generational difference. The older generations, they don't understand ghosting.
Right.
Because you guys didn't really have it that much compared to us.
Right.
Millennials and younger, we have the ghosting more. So I don't think they could give any proper good advice because they just didn't know it. They didn't have it. And they also didn't have the, and they also, to be fair, a lot of men cannot manage emotions. So, like, you know, and maybe that's from unintentional, improper parenting strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Because men cannot manage their emotions well, and so then they just ghost, which is also disrespectful.
Yeah, definitely. Come on now. You know whether you want a relationship or not. You know whether you want just a piece of ass.
Well, they want a relationship, but they don't. They want the easy way out. Yeah. They don't want to be a man enough to deal with certain things, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So,
and man, establish yourself. Put yourself out there. You know, just combined. If I like something about you, I'm gonna try my best to combine it.
Yeah.
And just say, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
There's loving and liking is two different things.
Yeah.
I can love you, and you can get on my damn nerves.
Yeah, yeah.
But liking you in a longevity relationship, if you like, so happen to like your mate, different. So two different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, in summary, what is your suggestion for people that have too many options and can't make a decision?
Well, my suggestion is, you know, stop trying too hard. Be you, you know.
Relax.
Relax. Know what you want.
Figure out what you want.
And then the thing is, there's not a lot of options like that. It's because when you go into a relationship, you tend to do the things to get that person. But once you're with that person, you get, I can't stress it enough, comfortable, complacent, and all those options go basically out the door because you did all this stuff to try to get each other. You know, you should do the same thing that you did in the beginning to keep one another, you know. And that's the simple part of being in a relationship. Do the same thing you did in the beginning.
Yeah.
To keep each other because, you know, and again, everybody don't have it.
Yeah.
Some people just deserve to be single.
Yeah.
Because they just don't have it.
Yeah.
It's simple. They don't have it.
You can choose to find it. If you don't have it, you can choose to find it, but that's a choice.
Yeah.
You have to learn to find it if you don't have it.
But you got to keep that in mind, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But still say it.
Yeah.
Still push the issue.
Yeah.
Still say there's always hope. Still say things like that.
Yeah.
Those are things that are always going to be in the forefront.
Yeah.
But always, every now and then, some people just don't have it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, guys, so that's all, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this video and you got some insight and some perspective, mateys. And there'll be lots more videos to come because I'm your genie. I'm here to help. And Thomas is here to help, too, because he's got different perspective and life experience, too. And multiple hugs a day keeps cranking his way. And stay safe and stay cool in this heat. It's hot. And that's it. All right. Have a good day. Good night, people. Okay. Bye.